Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Easterley Borough News. This is the issue for winter 2018 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Jenny and Sally, and sound engineer Susie. Easterley Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Easterley Borough Council. Topics in this issue include Council acquires former supermarket site at Hedge End, nominate your citizen of honour, your festive waste and recycling collections, is your garden hog happy? Nominations for this year's sports awards are now open. Council submits local plan. Now, here is Jenny with the first item.
Easterley Park Live Football Hub gets go-ahead. Local footballers of all ages and abilities are set to benefit from the construction of a new £8 million state-of-the-art football hub that is underway at Monksbrook Playing Fields, Easterley. The council has joined forces with the FA Football Association to develop an FA Park Live Football Hub on Stoneham Lane. Thanks to significant grant funding from the Football Foundation, Sport England and the Premier League, together with funding from the council, the new facility is set to become one of the biggest football hubs in the country, providing high-quality facilities for local clubs and residents to enjoy. The new hub, which will be called Stoneham Lane, will consist of three full-size, flood-lit 3G artificial grass pitches, well-maintained junior and senior grass pitches, together with an 8-changing room pavilion, clubroom and cafe. The facility will become the new home of the Easterley and District Mini Soccer League, the EDMSL, and will provide over 130 local teams in the under-7 and under-10 age groups the opportunity to play on these pitches every week without being thwarted by the English weather. Paul Taylor, chairman of the EDMSL, said, "This will be a fantastic facility for the EDMSL and I'm sure that local children will love playing there. We have a lot of cancellations due to inclement weather and poor pitches, and to now be able to play every week on 3G pitches will be great." The hub will also be the new home of thriving local club AFC Stoneham, who have over 25 teams and whose men's first 11 play in the Wessex League. Chairman Mark Stupple said, "We're excited to move our whole club of 500-plus players and coaches into our new home where all of our teams will train and play matches. The move to an outstanding new facility will allow our club to grow and develop further, ensuring that we fulfil our aspirations both as a grassroots community club and Wessex League team." Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "We are pleased that construction of this fantastic new project is underway. It will provide the opportunity for children and adults of all ages and abilities to play football, become more active and enjoy high-quality facilities." Following on from Places Leisure Eastleigh, this is another great example of our commitment to providing excellent community sporting facilities for local people to enjoy. The hub will be run by the Hampshire FA and is planned to open in 2019.
Prosperous place stroke economy. Apprenticeships prove really popular. Your council is providing young people with a great start to their working career with the chance to gain experience as part of our apprenticeship scheme. Neil McBrain joined the scheme in September 2018 as a heavy goods vehicle, HGV, apprentice mechanic in our direct services team. As part of his 2-year apprenticeship, Neil will gain experience in servicing, maintenance and repair of HGVs. He will also study one day a week at a local college. After leaving Wyvern School at 16, Neil completed a 2-year course at Sparshort College in light vehicle servicing and repair before starting his apprenticeship. He also works alongside other apprentices at the depot. Neil said, I was really pleased to get the role as an apprentice with Eastleigh Borough Council. I've been here 6 weeks so far, and it's been great. I work under the supervision of a trained mechanic. It's really hands-on, and I'm learning lots of new skills. Each year, we have a number of vacancies in a range of departments. There are three main elements to an apprenticeship with us. Hands-on experience as part of your full-time, day-to-day job. Work towards gaining a recognised qualification alongside the full-time job. Apprentices benefit from having an independent mentor who provides ongoing support and mentoring. Apprenticeships are funded by the council and the government and can be a great alternative to college or university. They combine practical training in a job with study and last between 1 and 4 years. Anyone aged 16 and over who is not in full-time education can apply. So if you would like more information, contact email.administration@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Council backs Disability Confidence Scheme. A campaign to encourage businesses to sign up to a national scheme that works to remove barriers to employment for disabled people and promotes greater understanding of the challenges they face is being backed by the Council. Under the Disability Confidence Scheme, we are backing the government's 100-day community challenge to see how many local businesses can sign up to become accredited as disability confident organisations. The government is working with almost 7,000 employers to remove barriers, increase understanding, and ensure that disabled people have the opportunities to fulfil their potential and realise their aspirations. Over 600,000 disabled people have entered the workforce over the last 4 years, and the scheme aims to support a target which would see a further 1 million disabled people enter the workforce within the next 10 years. To find out how your business can become involved, please contact economicdevelopment@eastleigh.gov.uk. KCC Packaging recognised. One of the winners in the inaugural award scheme for Eastleigh Health and Sustainability Achievers has had its work recognised by the government. Eastleigh Town Centre-based KCC Packaging Limited, whose products are made from low-carbon, recyclable materials or biodegradable plant sources, were singled out by the HM Government for London and the South East during Green GB Week for their work in creating sustainable food packaging. At HMG London SE tweeted, Eastleigh based at KCC Packaging Limited has invested more than £1 million over the past 11 years developing an alternative to plastic ready meal trays. The Council Run Awards, sponsored by Taylor Wimpey, were established to recognise companies who do most to promote an environmentally friendly and health-orientated approach to doing business. They were launched at this year's Eastleigh Business Conference in June. Earlier this year, KCC received funding from the Solent Local Enterprise Partnership to help launch a new production line, creating compostable and recyclable food trays as a greener alternative to traditional plastic trays. Eastleigh Town Centre Car Boot Sale. This is run every Thursday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lee Road Marketplace and Car Park. For more information, call 02380 688 384 or visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/carbootsale.
Council acquires former supermarket site at Hedge End. The Council has acquired the former Budgeon supermarket site, an extensive car park area located at Lower Northam Road, Hedge End. The site was in private ownership, and a planning application for a speculative mixed-use redevelopment scheme, including 77 residential apartments, was refused planning permission by the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee. The site, including the car park, has been derelict for over 2 years. It's been cleared and cleaned up of the mess that has accumulated. The car park is free and open every day from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Cabinet Lead for Regeneration South, Councillor Ian Corbyn, said, "The acquisition of the site is great news for local people, as it removes the threat of a wholly inappropriate development proposal. It also presents a vital opportunity to stimulate the redevelopment of Hedge End Town Centre by acquiring this significant asset." He added, "However, this will not be a quick fix. This is a complex site and will require a comprehensive plan that will take some time to sort out, so that we ensure we get the right solution for the future of Hedge End Town Centre." New Hendy showrooms soon to open. Three new showrooms for Honda, Kia and Mazda are to open in December on part of the former Civic Offices and Magistrates Court site. The 1.14 hectare site will also include a display courtyard and separate sales tent and a 20-bay workshop. The group's current site in Lee Road will focus on Ford car and commercial products. Chief Executive Paul Hendy said, "We're delighted that we'll have three new state-of-the-art dealerships, which will also provide valuable employment in the area. This investment in new facilities is part of our overall expansion plans, and we're now looking for a wide range of skills to join the new team. Around 90 people will work at the new dealerships, with recruitment now underway." Chair of the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "This is an important development that brings more business investment into our borough. The new Hendy car showroom will provide additional jobs and opportunities for local people. This development will also form part of our property portfolio that provides a significant rental income to the council, thus helping to keep council tax low without cutting services for everyone in the borough. The new showrooms have a number of environmentally friendly features, including solar panels and water recycling in the valet bay, together with electric charge points to meet rising demand for motorists switching to hybrid and electric cars."
Grants for business. For a limited time this calendar year, 2018, we are operating two new business grant schemes to help small businesses based in the borough of Eastleigh. Business Startup Grants. This grant is intended to make a contribution to someone wishing to set up their own business or for developing the business in their first 12 months of trading. The grant is a one-off payment of up to £250. This should be your only business and be your main employment. The grant should help establish your business, for example, buying essential equipment needed to start up, training courses, marketing, or anything to help your business take off. Incentive to Grow Grant. This grant is intended to help a business grow and contribute to our corporate goals of a healthy, green, and prosperous borough. The grant can be used for expenditure, including training, marketing, or buying equipment. You could also use the grant to take on a new member of staff, including trainees or apprentices. This is not an exhaustive list, but the grant must not be used to fund current activities, so all projects must be new developments. The grant will fund 100% of the project up to the value of £500. The grant is available to businesses in the borough with 10 or fewer employees that have been trading for over 12 months. To find out more, including terms and conditions and how to apply, please contact Economic Development at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Community, extending a helping hand. Every year, Eastleigh Borough Council supports community groups, voluntary organisations, societies and social enterprises through its Community Grants Programme, a series of annual borough-wide and local area funding strands and opportunities. These grants can make a huge difference to an organisation. It can provide them with the means to purchase equipment or materials, fund a particular project, help develop the group, or pay for the cost of hall hire or insurance. One group that has benefited from the local area scheme is the Hedge End Breathe Easy Support Group. For the past couple of years, they have received a local area funding grant from the Hedge End, West End and Botley local area committees. Founded by local resident Celia Farmer, Hedge End Breathe Easy offers support to people suffering with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, which includes emphysema, chronic bronchitis and refractory asthma. Initially, the group met only monthly. However, with the help of the community grant, it now meets weekly at the Underhill Centre in St John's Road, Hedge End. Meetings include a supervised exercise programme, specially targeted to the needs of its members, and talks by guest speakers. More importantly, the meetings give its members a chance to get out and socialise with people who share similar experiences and stories. Founder Celia Farmer said, "The first grant we received enabled us to launch our weekly exercise class. Without it, we just wouldn't have been able to get it off the ground. It's really important that people with COPD take part in regular exercise. Our weekly meetings enable them to exercise in company. I have seen people who were lonely and scared blossom since being part of this group. They have developed friendships. Coming to the class really is a lifeline to a lot of people." Applications for the annual borough-wide community grants will be opening at the end of November. Priority will be given to applications that are aligned to priorities within our health and wellbeing strategy, with a focus on doing more for less. For example, projects that help the community save money or make their money go further, like an upcycling project. For more information and to watch our Hedge End Breathe Easy support group video, visit website easley.gov.uk/community-grants.
Nominate your Citizen of Honour. Do you know someone who's made a significant contribution to the community or has helped to make the borough a better place? If so, they could be made one of the borough's Citizens of Honour. The Citizen of Honour Award is granted every 2 years to people who have given long and exceptional service to their local community. The awards were introduced in 1986 to mark the 50th anniversary of the borough, and since then 55 awards have been made. If you would like to put someone forward, please send their name and the reasons why you think they should be nominated to the Mayor's Office, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO50 9YN, or email Mayor's Office, that's all one word, at eastleigh.gov.uk. All nominations will be treated in the strictest confidence. The closing date for nominations is Friday, the 18th of January, with the awards being made at a special event in May 2019. Norman Brown, MBE. Citizen of Honour Norman Brown, MBE, sadly passed away earlier this year. Norman was president of the Eastleigh, Chandler's Ford and District Branch of the Royal British Legion, the RBL. He was awarded Citizen of Honour by the borough in 2007 and also received an MBE in the same year from the Queen for services to the Royal British Legion. He was appointed Hampshire County Poppy Appeal Coordinator in 2002 and, along with his late wife Betty, helped to raise approaching £1 million for the annual Poppy Appeal. Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Bruce Tennant, said, "We were all deeply saddened by the news that Norman has passed away, and he is sadly missed. Norman was highly respected and a great community servant within the borough of Eastleigh over many decades, and along with his wife Betty, worked tirelessly to raise money as part of the annual Poppy Appeal."
Waste and recycling. Your festive waste and recycling collections. A summary of all revised collection dates during the festive period is provided here. Remember, you can also sign up to My Eastleigh in brackets my.eastleigh.gov.uk to receive reminders for all your bin collections. The revised collection dates are as follows. Normal collection day, Monday the 24th of December, will be collected as normal on that day. Tuesday, 25th of December, will be Thursday, 27th of December. Wednesday, 26th of December, will be Friday, 28th of December. Thursday, 27th of December, will be Saturday, 29th of December. Friday, 28th of December, will be Monday, 31st of December. Monday, 31st of December, will be Wednesday, 2nd of January. Tuesday, 1st of January, will be Thursday, 3rd of January. Wednesday, 2nd of January, will be Friday, 4th of January. Thursday, 3rd of January, will be Saturday, 5th of January. Friday, 4th of January, will be Monday, 7th of January. Monday, 7th of January, will be Tuesday, 8th of January. Tuesday, 8th of January, will be Wednesday, 9th of January. Wednesday, 9th of January, will be Thursday, the 10th of January. Thursday, 10th of January, will be Friday, 11th of January. And Friday, the 11th of January, will be collected Saturday, 12th of January. Please note that the Garden Waste Service will be suspended after 21st of December 2018 and will resume on 7th of January 2019. Your additional household waste. Each household is entitled to place one additional black bag of waste alongside their black bin for the first household waste collection after Christmas. Any other additional waste will not be collected and will need to be taken to your local household waste recycling centre or TIP for disposal.
Recycle your real Christmas tree for free. Recycling collection points for real Christmas trees have been set up around the borough. Trees can be dropped off between the 2nd and the 15th of January at the following collection points: Branbridge Garden Centre, Branbridge; Lakeside Country Park, Eastleigh; Haskins Garden Centre, West End; Woodhouse Lane Car Park, Hedge End; Mortimer Road Car Park, Botley; and Hound Parish Hall, Woolston Road, Netley. If you subscribe to our garden waste scheme, we will collect Christmas trees on your scheduled collection day. Just place it next to your garden waste bin. We can only collect trees that are up to 4 foot in length, so please cut longer trees to this size. Would you like your food waste collected weekly? Did you know that we are the only council in Hampshire to offer a household food waste collection service? If you haven't got your brown food caddy, why not request your free bin now? Did you know Eastleigh's food waste is collected and recycled to create renewable energy? Recycling Eastleigh's food waste will provide enough electricity for 121 homes every year. Other benefits: your black bin will be less smelly if you don't use it for food waste, and your brown food caddy is collected weekly. This is a free service, it costs you nothing. Don't hesitate, order your free caddy today. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/food-waste. Never miss a bin collection again. Sign up for a My Eastleigh account to receive an email reminder so you know what bin to put out on what day. Visit website my.eastleigh.gov.uk.
greener borough. One small step can make a giant difference. When the Wildlife Trust held its hashtag 30 Days Wild campaign earlier in the year, it was just the excuse Dowd's Farm resident Laura was looking for to get outside and spend more time with her family. But little did she know by taking part in the campaign, her way of life would be transformed. The hashtag 30 Days Wild campaign focused on getting people to connect with nature for 30 days, while also encouraging them to start up regular litter picks in their local community. Fired up to do her bit for the environment, Laura advertised for people to join together to form a litter-picking group. She then contacted the council, who provided Laura and the group with litter pickers and bin bags. While on the weekly litter-picking drives in and around Dowd's Farm, Laura was struck by the amount of plastic waste. She began to think about the rubbish her family generated, noticing a link between single-use packaging and the litter she was finding on the ground. It was the trigger she needed to take up a Go Plastic Free challenge. The family hasn't looked back, finding alternatives to plastic household goods and products and drastically changing their lifestyle habit. We were already using refillable drinks bottles. We thought we would find it easy, and it sounded like something fun to try for a month or so, explained Laura. When you start to see plastic, you realise it's everywhere. Food, drink, cleaning products, clothes, polyester, tea bags, toys, stationery, plastic protective covering on everything. We quickly realised going plastic-free was hard. We've totally rethought our whole lifestyle, from changing household meals to incorporate plastic-free shopping, to not buying anything that we cannot reuse or recycle. The biggest impact has been not buying food in plastic packaging. This alone has halved our black bin waste. We've also been using our brown food waste bin. So, does Laura have any advice for anyone wishing to follow in her footsteps and try to go plastic-free? I've realised the importance of the reduce, reuse, recycle slogan, which has encouraged me to buy less and ultimately waste less. We need to stop throwing things away. If you can't reuse it, don't buy it. We will all save a lot more money, save the council money on waste disposal to reinvest in better services, and maybe give the planet some chance to survive. If you want to find out more about recycling or starting your own litter pick group, contact Giles Gooding on giles.gooding@eastleigh.gov.uk or 023 8068 8274.
Swap Shop. Here are some of the swaps Laura has made to reduce her family's plastic usage. Bamboo wooden toothbrushes. Toothpaste in a glass jar. Shampoo bars. Canned drinks. Tinned foods. Metal straws, often carried in Laura's handbag for when out and about. Fresh loose fruit and veg instead of plastic wrapped. Flannels instead of baby wipes. You could save yourself over £250 by switching your energy supplier this winter. Are you one of the millions of households in the UK that have not switched their energy supplier in the last 10 years? You could be paying around £250 more than the cheapest deals available. There are hundreds of different energy tariffs, making it hard to ensure you are always on the right one. Eastleigh Borough Council encourages you to switch and take advantage of lower energy bills, and have joined forces with independent energy switching service, Energy Links, to benefit you and those in need. Since August 2017, users of our switching service have saved almost £45,000. We have set up a dedicated telephone line and website that is updated with all new products as they come to market. After entering a few details, it searches through all the current tariffs available, listing them for you in a straightforward way. Switching supplier does not mean any changes to the electricity or gas currently delivered to your home. It just means you will be paying less for what you use. Every switch creates cashback, which we will reinvest into energy efficient and fuel poverty initiatives for our community. Switching through the website generates a higher cashback amount than over the phone, but every little helps. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/switch to get started, or call 023-8068-8815. If you have signed up to this service in the last year, then please remember to switch again. Please note that savings will vary depending on your current energy supplier rate. Before you switch, check if you will incur a charge for cancelling your current contract and have your latest bills to hand so the switching service can provide you with the most accurate quote possible.
Countryside. Is your garden hog happy? In support of the nationwide Hedgehog Street campaign, Itchen Valley Country Park is launching its own Is Your Garden Hog Happy campaign over the next 12 months. Hashtag Hog Happy Garden. They will also be weaving hedgehog-related activities into their existing events. The People's Trust for Endangered Species and the British Hedgehog Preservation Society set up Hedgehog Street during 2011 in response to the decline in hedgehogs, and it has been a huge success. With over 50,000 hedgehog champions, the UK has shown huge support for one of the nation's favourite mammals. The country park wants to build on this success and increase local awareness of the dangers for hedgehogs and how to help them during key points in the year, spring and autumn. Hedgehog-related activities will be held across this autumn to encourage visitors to engage online through hashtag HogHappyGarden, learn the ways in which they can support your local hedgehogs, as well as inspire them to become a hedgehog champion and add to the National Hedgehog Map. What can you do? Get involved in the hedgehog-related activities at Itchen Valley Country Park. Follow the top 10 tips for encouraging hedgehogs in your neighbourhood. Become a hedgehog champion or follow hashtag HogHappyGarden to access. Build a hedgehog home in your garden and or hedgehog holes in your garden fences, creating hedgehog highways. Become a hedgehog champion and populate the hedgehog map. Post progress of your hedgehog activities via hashtag HogHappyGarden and help spread the word. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/hoghappygarden to learn more about the campaign, upcoming events and how to support your neighbourhood hogs.
Parties in the parks. Make your party an adventure. Both our beautiful country parks cater for a variety of parties, from beautiful self-catered room hire to outdoor activities and buffet food. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk/parties-in-the-parks. And that's all one word. Parties in the parks is all one word. Itchen Valley Country Park has the cosy Kingfisher Barn, which seats up to 25 with tables. Barn hire and buffet options can be added to Go Ape and Woodland parties options, but must be booked separately. Weekends and school holidays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. £60 for the day or £20 per hour. Hot and cold buffets from £4.50 per head, or you could hire one of the barbecues. To book, call 023 8068 3790 or email ivcp@eastleigh.gov.uk to discuss your needs and book. Combine your party with on-site outdoor activities. Go Ape can provide party packages for the Treetop Junior and or Treetop Adventure courses. There's also a forest shelter, £20 per hour, and optional party package extras. Treetop Junior is from £18 per head, and Treetop Adventure from £25 per head. The website is goape, which is all one word, .co.uk/parties, or telephone 01603 561 867. Please check adult-to-child ratios and minimum age and height restrictions for the Treetop courses on the website. Youth Options Woodland Parties provide activities such as den building and marshmallows round a campfire in a fenced area of woodland. Themes can be incorporated such as teddy bear picnic, camouflage, pirates or bushcraft. Saturday or Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon or 1 p.m. to 3 p.m, 10 to 15 party members, £12.50 per head, and this includes the sheltered gazebo. Phone 07787 438839 or email Itchen Valley, all one word, at youthoptions, all one word, .co.uk. Lakeside Country Park's new award-winning building provides a unique and stunning panoramic view over the lakes. The room can seat 50 at tables and a choice of buffet is available to order. On Saturdays and Sundays, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m, £80 per day. And the telephone for this is 023 8068 3841 and the email is lakeside@eastleigh.gov.uk.
New cafe and play area opens at Itchen Valley Country Park. The wonderful new woodland cafe and indoor play area at Itchen Valley Country Park was opened by the Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Bruce Tennant. Woodland Cafe offers a range of hot drinks, delicious cakes, light bites and lunches with seating for up to 40 people. The new indoor play area, named The Holt after an otter den, provides a safe and unique experience for children aged 6 and below. The cafe, which opened its doors to visitors over the summer, has just launched its new menu and has been awarded a 5-star food hygiene rating. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP.
Healthy Communities. New Centre receives over 1 million visitors in first year. More people than ever before are enjoying the borough's superb new health and fitness venue, Places Leisure Eastleigh. The centre opened its doors to customers on Tuesday, the 28th of November last year, and since then, it has seen over 1 million visits from across the region, all enjoying the state-of-the-art facilities and benefiting from its focus on improving well-being. The increase in pool size has seen an increase in nearly 500 children learning to swim every week. Places Leisure Eastleigh has hosted many regional and national elite-level competitions, but also still has the community at its heart. The pioneering Health Works programme that underpins the Council's ambitions for healthy communities across the borough is run from the Leisure Centre. The centre is fully accessible and meets best practice guidelines for its disabled facilities. In the past year, more than 700 inactive individuals have signed up for the 12-week Health Works Physical Activity Referral Scheme, designed to help them improve their health and become more active. One particular success story is Sarah Bennett-Pierce from Eastleigh, who has lost over 5 stone since embarking on a health and fitness journey at the start of 2018. In June, Sarah was referred to HealthWorks by her GP, who said being more active would help improve her health. Sarah initially had reservations and was worried people in the gym would stare and judge her for her size. With the support of the Health Works and Places Leisure Eastleigh team, Sarah discovered a new sense of self-belief. And since graduating, She goes to the gym at least 3 times a week. Sarah has recently come on board as a new champion for This Girl Can Easily campaign, as she wants to encourage others to follow in her footsteps. She says, I never thought I would like, let alone love the gym. It's a place where I go and feel empowered, and it helps my mental health so much. I love the feeling that I get after a workout. Going to the gym isn't a chore, it's a passion. Go for it. What are you waiting for?
Nominations for this year's Sports Awards are now open. The Eastleigh Sport and Physical Activity Alliance, the SPAA, is pleased to announce the launch of Eastleigh Sports Awards 2018. The ceremony will take place at the Hilton at the Aegeus Bowl on Monday, the 11th of February 2019, and nominations are now open for you to put forward an individual, group, or project that deserves to be recognised. The awards celebrate our coaches, clubs, volunteers, and the success of sporting talent in the borough, and honour high achievers in a range of categories. New for this year is the School of the Year category, to celebrate what local schools in the borough are doing to encourage pupils to be active. Cabinet Lead for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "The Eastleigh Sports Awards are a great celebration of success, highlighting the many talented and dedicated individuals, groups and teams that contribute to making so many sports possible in our borough. This is a fantastic opportunity to put forward an individual or group that makes a real difference for these prestigious awards. To view the categories and make a nomination, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/sportsawards, all one word. Nominations close at midday on Monday, the 3rd of December. Take up your New Year challenge. Taking up running can seem like a daunting prospect, especially if you feel out of shape or unfit. The Council's SportsWorks programme is helping more residents to get moving with a New Year Couch to 5K course. Couch to 5K is a running plan for absolute beginners. Whether you've never run before or if you just want to get more active, Couch to 5K is a great way to gradually develop your fitness and stamina. Often, when starting out on a new exercise regime, we can overdo it and feel defeated and give up when we're just getting started. A Couch to 5K course offers a social and supportive environment where everyone is in it together, led by a team of qualified run leaders. Many Eastleigh residents have kick-started an active lifestyle with a SportsWorks Couch to 5K course, including This Girl Can Eastleigh champion Sarah Floyd from Hedge End. Sarah had never run before and was completely inactive and booked on a course as part of New Year Health Kick in January 2016. Now, one foot in front of the other, she has joined a running club and dropped 4 dress sizes. The SportWorks course is sponsored by Running Mania, organisers of the annual Eastleigh 10K road race, which takes place on Sunday the 24th of March. This course is the perfect platform to get you physically and mentally ready for the road race. Those who graduate from the course will receive a discounted entry into the event. The 8-week course will start on Monday the 7th of January and will meet at Places Leisure, Eastleigh. Sessions will take place Mondays and Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. For further information about the course and to book, please email sportworks@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Radiance supports Friday night football. Local youngsters will continue to enjoy Friday night football thanks to £1,000 of grant funding from local housing provider Radian as part of their Community Safety Fund. The project, now in its 11th year, provides young people aged from 10 to 19 the chance to play recreational football on a weekly basis for just £1 a session at Places Leisure Eastleigh and Botley Recreation Ground. Cabinet Lead for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "We would like to thank Radian for supporting the Friday Night Football Project. Without their support, this fantastic project would not be sustainable and would not continue to make a real difference in local communities. She added, "The funding from Radian will not only support the ongoing running costs of the project, but will also fund educational intervention to help raise awareness around keeping safe online and drug misuse." Friday Night Football continues to engage hundreds of young people each week. Not only is it a fun, social, and affordable way for young people to get active, it also helps to create safer communities by providing a positive diversionary activity on a Friday evening. For more information about Friday Night Football, please visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/sportworks.
Christmas at the Point. This autumn, at the Point, sees spontaneous comedy Showstopper, the improvised musical, Tuesday the 27th of November, direct from a smash hit West End run. The show is never the same twice, as you, the audience, decides what happens next. The venue's festive fun begins with Protein Dance's magical adaptation of well-loved story The Little Prince, Saturday the 1st of December. Join the little prince as he journeys through the exasperating world of grown-ups, suitable for all ages. The Point Dance Company's showcase returns Wednesday the 5th of December, inviting audiences to experience an evening of exceptional performance from the Point's 7 different dance groups in a spectacular end-of-term show. The Point Youth Theatre's festive adaptation of The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, Thursday the 6th to the Sunday the 9th of December, stars an ensemble cast of talented young people from the borough. The venue's popular Christmas Beer Fest returns Saturday the 8th of December for an evening of German-inspired fun, with delicious street food, a selection of seasonal brews and live music. The theatre's Christmas show is Tutti Frutti's The Snow Queen, 15th to the 30th of December. The whole family can enjoy this wintry tale of magic and mystery made by one of the country's most exciting family theatre companies. To find out more and book tickets, visit website thepointeastleigh.co.uk or phone the box office on 02380 652333. Win tickets to see the Snow Queen at the Point Eastleigh this Christmas. We are offering 3 lucky readers the chance to win a family ticket for up to 5 people to see the Snow Queen this Christmas. Simply answer the following question. Which company will bring the Snow Queen to the Point this Christmas? To enter, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/Snow Queen. Christmas party lunch and theatre tour. Tuesday the 4th to Friday the 7th of December, lunchtimes. Celebrate the Christmas holidays this winter with friends, family or colleagues with an exclusive party lunch and theatre tour experience at the Point. The venue offers a delicious 2-course meal made with locally sourced ingredients, priced at just £15.
Christmas at the Berry Theatre. Christmas at the Berry Theatre sees Stuff and Nonsense Theatre Company return to the stage with the new show Puppet Panto from Saturday the 15th to Monday the 31st of December. The company have previously presented sell-out runs of The Enormous Turnip and The Little Red Hen at the Berry Theatre. Join a mischievous company of puppets as they embark on a bold and hilarious adventure full of mishaps, comedy and song in this festive treat for everyone aged 3 and above and their grown-ups. Here are some examples of audience praise for Stuff and Nonsense's previous work. The best children's show we've ever seen on stage. And absolutely loved it. I haven't heard my kids belly laugh like that in ages. A wonderful sight. Thank you. Also, the Spitfire Sisters at Christmas. On Saturday the 24th of November at 7:30 p.m. Christmas is the Spitfire Sisters' favourite time of year, performing festive songs, both old and new, with their unmistakable vintage styling and extra mirth for good measure. Bells will be jingled and merriment will be made as they perform a song collection to warm you better than a glass of mulled wine. Tickets cost from £14 or £12 concessions, suitable for all ages. To find out more and book tickets, visit the website theberrytheatre.co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333.
Local plan. Council submits local plan. All local authorities must have a local plan which sets out how it is going to deliver space for businesses, new homes, and all the facilities that are needed to support this, whilst also protecting and enhancing the local environment. The Eastleigh Borough Local Plan 2016 to 2036 was submitted to the Secretary of State for formal examination on Wednesday, 31st of October 2018. It was submitted along with all the supporting evidence and representations that we received in response to our consultation on the local plan from the end of June to early August this year. The next stage is for the inspector to review our plan submission and representations, and the public hearings could begin as early as spring 2019. The inspector conducting the examination will consider the soundness of the local plan along with all the representations. We now await the appointment of the inspector and advice of the Planning Inspectorate on the programme for the examination process. The local plan sets out the Council's policies on how land throughout the borough can be used until 2036 and will provide the basis for future planning decisions. Councillor Leader Keith House said, "Taking the local plan forward helps ensure we get the right homes in the right places, deliver the infrastructure of roads, schools, and facilities our communities need, and protects vital green countryside and woodland gaps between our villages and towns." The public examination of the plan will provide the opportunity for local people, groups, organisations and the council to put forward their evidence in order for the inspector to get a clearer picture before making a final decision. The key things that the planning inspector will be looking for are: have we got enough housing and employment space? Have we chosen sites that are most appropriate based on the evidence? Can the development be delivered during the 20 years covered by the plan? We will keep you informed as this next stage in the process progresses. If you wish to sign up to our local plan news, please do so by visiting website eastleigh.gov.uk/localplan2016-2036. The Council has now also appointed an independent local plan programme officer, Louise St John Howe, who will provide a liaison role between the inspector, the Council and participants in the examination process. For further information, contact her on 07789 486419, or email louise@poservices.co.uk.
Consultation results in figures. Almost 1,200 people attended the 15 drop-in sessions held over the summer. 927 responses were received. 87% were from individuals, 8% from organisations, and the remaining from agents on behalf of organisations. Most individual respondents were from Bishopstoke and Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 39%, and parishes in Winchester District, 37%. In total, over 12,700 comments have been received on the 109 policies, with an additional 177 general comments. We are very grateful for all of the comments that we have received and pleased to see such a great level of interest in Eastleigh's future. All the responses received are available to view at website eastleigh.gov.uk/LP consultation.
Art and Culture. Laser Company upskills Hedge End students. The Bury Theatre in Hedge End has partnered with local company SPI Lasers to sponsor female students from Wildon School to shadow a professional theatre company during their production week at the venue. The tie-up has supported their development by placing them in a creative and technical environment and helping them learn new key skills. They have worked closely with one of the country's leading family theatre companies, Stuff and Nonsense, to learn about lighting, costume design, composing, and the logistics of special effects on stage. Stuff and Nonsense is currently in residence at the council-managed theatre, developing a new for 2018 Christmas production, Puppet Panto. Vice President and Company Secretary Malcolm Varnum said, SPI Lasers is committed to encouraging more women to take up scientific and technical subjects. This partnership is a great opportunity to expose the students to technical problem-solving in a fun and challenging environment and ensure the continued supply of talented employees. Funding boosts for improvements to the Point. An upgrade to facilities at the Point, Eastleigh, together with improved accessibility, has been made possible with £367,800 funding from the Arts Council England. The popular arts venue will receive the money over a three-year period for a capital development scheme that will create a space for young people and make the building more accessible for disabled users. Along with partnership funding from the Point's operator, Eastleigh Borough Council, the money will also pay for digital and technical improvements that will allow the Point to engage with a wider range of audiences. The upgrade will include dressing room and toilet refurbishments with adaptations for young and disabled users, upgrades to the creation space rehearsal area, acoustic improvements to the foyer, and a hearing loop and access review of all public spaces. It will improve the Point's overall visitor appeal, creating a more inviting welcome and increasing footfall. The improvements will also enhance the Point's status as a flagship destination in Eastleigh Town Centre and will also make the Point a more environmentally sustainable venue. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "The Arts Council England Award is a significant boost for the Point. Alongside council investment, it will improve access and facilities for young people. It will make the building a more attractive destination for local communities and ensure that it's fit for purpose for future years. We're grateful to Arts Council England for this funding, which will help us create a building that befits the Point's status as a national portfolio organisation." More information on The Point and its current programme is available at the website thepointeastleigh.co.uk.
Residents get creative at Mobile Forge. Residents, both young and old, were encouraged to unleash their creative sides at a special community activity day at the new Woodside Avenue development in Lear Gardens. The event, which featured a pop-up mobile forge, was staged to showcase designs for a new piece of public artwork that blacksmith Bex Simon is creating for the development. As part of the day, Bex and her team demonstrated their blacksmithing skills and worked with residents to help them create their own designs. These included metalwork snails, leaves and insects, some of which may feature in Bex's final public artwork. Speaking about the community event, Beck said, "It was great to see so many people come along on the day. They were all very interested to find out more about the art I am creating and were keen to find out more about the craft of blacksmithing. I love designing and making art for public spaces, especially when we can get involved with the local communities like the one here. I really feel that everyone who came along to the day now feels connected to the artwork and feel like it is their art. Inspired by the allotments surrounding Lea Gardens, Bex's artwork will feature a 4-metre-high trowel with laser-cut panels and metalwork, reflecting elements of the surrounding landscape. The artwork, which is due to be unveiled at the beginning of next year, will be located on a new area of public open space at the residential development. Woodside Avenue is a joint venture between Eastleigh Borough Council and Vivid Housing Limited and provides 94 new homes at affordable and market rents.
Project promotes digital inclusion. Eastleigh Borough Council is looking for women aged between 18 and 35 years old who are currently out of work to fill out a survey about their thoughts on digital technologies as part of an ambitious new European project. Pontoon, Partnership Opportunities Using New Technologies Fostering Social and Economic Inclusion, is an international project funded by the Interreg 5A European Regional Development Fund and consists of 11 international partners, including Eastleigh Borough Council, led by the University of Portsmouth. The aim of the project is to help women who may feel socially or economically excluded by factors such as gender, mental or physical health issues, lone parenthood and restricted mobility, to find meaningful employment by providing them with digital skills and employment help and advice. The results of the survey will be used to create a digital toolkit that will provide women with the skills needed to access the ever-increasing employment opportunities in the digital sector. For more information about taking part in the survey, email harry.usborne, that's U-S-B-O-R-N-E, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Your local area, Eastleigh. Benches for everyone at Fleming Park. 5 purpose-built solid oak benches have been installed around the all-weather trail on Fleming Park. The beautifully crafted handmade benches have been designed to be accessible to everyone. Seating is at different heights and offers a number of sitting positions that will be welcomed by all visitors, particularly wheelchair users and people with restricted mobility. The benches have been installed on all-weather pads around the trails to avoid mud and wear and tear, and will feature distance markers for people who use the trails for exercise. £1 million sports facilities for Hardmoor. Plans for enhanced facilities at the Hardmoor Sports Ground, Stoneham Lane, have been given the go-ahead. The £1 million scheme is being delivered as part of a commitment to replace and improve local sports facilities with the construction of the North Stoneham housing development. A new 2 changing room sports pavilion, an indoor archery range, as well as improved pedestrian and vehicle access to the site, will benefit cricket, archery and football users. Work is due to get underway in January 2019. IT boost for Pavilion on the Park. The Pavilion on the Park has a new IT system, thanks to a £10,000 grant to the Eastleigh Youth and Community Trust, which runs the facility. Eastleigh Local Area Committee approved the award, which comes from developers' contributions. The Pavilion on the Park provides a community centre for local people and businesses to hire and delivers inclusive activities focused on children, young people, people with disabilities, older people and families. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 15th of November and 8th of January at Eastleigh House. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC, E-L-A-C, or contact Guy Riddoch, Area Manager, on 023-8068-3369 or email him on guy.riddoch@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury. Chandler's Ford is Village of the Year. Chandler's Ford has been named Hampshire Village of the Year. Chandler's Ford Parish Council representatives attended the Hampshire Association of Local Councils /Fullers Awards presentation and came away with the Village of the Year award for 2018. Chandler's Ford was also commended with runner-up awards, including Best Open Spaces, Best Community Event, the Fryern Funtasia 2018, and Excellence in Localism. The chairman of the parish council, Councillor James Duguid, and Councillor Margaret Atkinson, jointly accepted the certificates, a commemorative plaque and a cheque for £500. Councillor Mike Hughes also received a personal award as an inspirational individual for his work and dedication to developing and sustaining community facilities and associations. Speed watchers wanted. Speeding motorists are causing increasing concern in Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, and the group monitoring the problem are looking for new volunteers. The local speed watch team regularly clocks cars driving at speeds of 50 miles per hour in the 30 miles per hour zone. They do an excellent job, but with only 5 members, there is a limit on how much monitoring they can undertake. If you're able to give a little time to volunteer for this valuable community scheme that promotes safer roads, please email d.lister965@btinternet.com. Safe and sensible cycling. As part of the Council's drive to improve residents' health and well-being and reduce air pollution, children are encouraged to walk and cycle to school. To support this, cycle routes are provided whenever space and funding allows. When children have to cycle on the road, their safety depends on tolerance and consideration of other road users. Drivers are asked to be particularly vigilant when passing cyclists, particularly children and young people who at times may be unpredictable. At the same time, parents are asked to ensure children are adequately trained in safe, sensible and thoughtful cycling.
Grants for Youth Counselling. The Local Area Committee, the LAC, has approved a grant to help promote mental health in young people. Support for young people's mental health is seen as an important factor in helping them achieve their full potential. Services for this are heavily subscribed and often require travel, which can put off young users. The LAC has recognised this and awarded a grant for local services to the Eastleigh Youth Counselling Service to continue its work within the Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury area. Better bins. New bins should make for a cleaner neighbourhood in the Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury area. Residents will soon notice an improvement in the local environment with the replacement of on-street bins, 28 of which will be able to take dog waste, as well as general rubbish. 7 additional bins will also be provided on the North Millersdale estate. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury at 7 p.m. on the 14th of November, Dovetail Centre, 16th of January at the Methodist Church. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact Min Partner, Local Area Manager on 023 8068 8439 or email min.partner@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Burselton, Hamble de Rice and Howard. Hamble Library and Community Facility named Mercury. Hamble de Rice's new Mercury Library and Community Hub was officially named at a recent ceremony. The build of the new facility in the High Street is now complete, and it will be handed over to the Parish Council as soon as the internal fit-out is finished. The hub has been named after the training ship T.S. Mercury, that was both a school and a training ship moored on the River Hamble between 1885 and 1968. Around 5,000 boys were educated on the ship, and the naming ceremony was marked by the final march of the T.S. Mercury Old Boys Association. They presented a large-scale model of the T.S. Mercury that will be on display in the building in a case funded by a local area committee grant. Run by volunteers and overseen by the parish council, the building will offer various community services that will develop over time. If you're interested in volunteering at the hub, please contact the parish council on 023 8045 3422. Coronation Parade, work underway. Work on Coronation Parade, Hamble, is now well underway. The parking spaces on Coach Road have been completed and work on the parade continues. The works, which are funded by Burselton, Hamble, de Rice and Hound Local Area Committee, LAC, the Parish Council and Tesco Bags of Help, are giving the parade, an important gateway to the village, a much-needed makeover. The improvements include new walls, paving, decorative railings, trees and lighting. The council's contractors, Colas, delivered the new level access to the butcher shop and pharmacy before moving on to the rest of the site. They will keep any disruption to an absolute minimum during the build time. New play equipment for Bartlett's Field. New play equipment will be coming to Bartlett's Field, Hamble de Rice. The LAC has allocated £14,734 of developers' contributions to support the Hamble Parish plans to improve the facilities.
Grants for tourism and commemorative flowers. The LAC has given grants to support food and flower festivals in Hamble. The Hamble Valley Festival of Food, which is now in its fourth year, has received £325 pump priming money. The free family event, which focuses on local food and producers, brings around 2,000 to 3,000 people to the village. Hamble the Rice Flower Club will create a display to commemorate the local men who gave their lives in the First World War. The grant will pay for flowers at the Hamble the Rice Flower Festival at St Andrew's Church. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Burselton, Hamble the Rice and Hound at 6 p.m. on the 20th of November and on the 24th of January at Hamble Primary School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk eastleigh.org/bhh or contact Matt Blythe, local area manager, on 023-8068-8311 or email matthew.blythe@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Hedgend, West End and Botley. Improved youth facilities at Dowd's Farm. The final design for the improved youth facilities at Dowd's Farm play area has now been approved by Hedgend Town Council, so by 2019 there will be a larger and more exciting facility, particularly for older youths to enjoy. The improvements were funded by the Hedgend, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, the LAC, and Hedgend Town Council. As part of the refurbishment, a review of signage and the provision of litter bins in the area is currently being undertaken by staff at the Town Council and Borough Council. Community grants. Thanks to everyone for their applications for the Hedgend, West End and Botley Community Grant Scheme, which has now closed. These will all be presented to the Community Grants Panel in December, and the Local Area Committee will receive a report for approval in January, which will reflect the panel's recommendations. Grants are planned to be awarded in early March 2019 at a presentation evening in Hedgend. Hedgend Youth and Community Association building upgrade. Scaffolding has been erected on the old school building. The roof will be upgraded, followed by drainage and internal works. The Local Area Committee and Hedgend Town Council have funded the initial improvements to enhance a much-loved facility at the heart of Hedgend. Borley Green Public Art. An event was held at the Pear Tree Inn to receive ideas and inspiration from local residents for public art in the new developments at Borley Park and Borley Park Gardens. The results of the consultation, which is focusing on themes of local history and nature, will be used to develop a public art strategy for the sites. You can find out more at the website eastleigh.gov.uk/Borley Green Art. The online consultation finished on the 18th of November.
Week of Action for Youth. Hedgend Police and Community Support Officers worked with local partners to involve residents in a week of action over the October half term. PCs and PCSOs from the local neighbourhood team joined youth groups to give advice on subjects including crime prevention and knife crime. The initiative, supported by the HEWEB Youth Partnership, aims to steer young people away from antisocial behaviour in the community and help parents ensure their children are engaging in rewarding activities. The LAC approved funding of £300, which was matched funded by the Youth Partnership. The Sportsworks team were also involved. More information is available by phoning 101 and asking for PCSO Chris Rutter at Eastleigh Police Station. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Hedgend, West End and Botley, 7 p.m, 10th of December and the 28th of January, at the 2000 Centre, Hedgend. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB, lowercase, or contact Julia Burt, Local Area Manager, on 023-8068-8437 or email julia.burt@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Bishop Stoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Consulting local residents. Fair Oak Parish Council are inviting local people to take part in an online survey about the refurbishment of the New Century Park play area, as well as the use of the Shorts Road site, currently occupied by the Scout Hut. The Scouts have recently relocated to the Woodland Community Centre. a further residents' consultation on the installation of play equipment on the open space at Crowd Hill Green will get underway shortly. Visit website surveymonkey.co.uk/r/3bmq5b6. Keeping Bishop Stoke tidy. Would you like to support in keeping Bishop Stoke tidy? Bishop Stoke Parish Council is keen to help local residents and community groups who want to keep the area spick and span. They have bought litter picking equipment, which residents can borrow for free. Please contact the parish clerk on 07387 683 675 or call the office on 023 8064 3428, or you can email clerk@bishopstokepc.org. Please use litter picking as the subject of your email. Police beat surgeries. Bishop Stoke Local Police are holding a series of monthly beat surgeries in the parish office. It is an opportunity for residents to report any concerns or to get tips and advice on keeping yourself and your property safe. All the surgeries are on Fridays, starting at 2:30 in the parish office, before moving across to the Memorial Hall and finishing at 3:30. The next dates are 30th of November, 25th of January and 22nd of March. Carnival grants. Every year, the Bishop Stoke Carnival Street Collection and other money raised through raffles is given out as grants to local community organisations. This year, thanks to the generosity of local residents, topped up by Bishop Stoke Parish Council Grant Fund, we were able to help Age Concern, ARC Eastleigh, the Bishop Stoke Community Association, MHA Live at Home, and the Westmap Housing Trust.
Grant helps open sites. Bishop Stoke Parish Council have approved a grant of £500 to Open Sight, a charity which supports blind and visually impaired people in our local community. The money will be used to train blind and visually impaired people to use adapted technology to assist with daily living. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Bishop Stoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7pm on the 28th of November and the 23rd of January at Stoke Park Junior School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIF. OHH, or contact Andy Thompson, local area manager, on 02380 688 357, or email andrew.thompson@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Housing and development. A new community for Horton Heath. An exciting and groundbreaking partnership between Eastleigh Borough Council and Galliford Tri Partnerships has been established to deliver a new community at Horton Heath. The land that is bordered by Burnett's Lane, Moor Green Road, Allington Lane and Chalcroft Business Park has been acquired by the Council, who will be master developer with Galliford Tri Partnerships project managing. By retaining ownership of the site, we can accelerate and influence the quantity, mix and tenure of new homes and also protect and enhance the ecological aspects of the site. Crucially, we can also ensure that the key elements of infrastructure works needed to bring forward the site are also provided, including roads and other community facilities, i.e. communal recreational facilities and open spaces. The development has been allocated significant funding by Homes England Housing Infrastructure Fund and the Local Authority Accelerated Construction Fund. Next year, there will be opportunities for the local community to find out more and give feedback on the proposals as part of a public consultation process, and we will be working closely with parish councils and other community groups. To keep up to date with information, sign up for our newsletter by visiting website eastleigh.gov.uk/Horton Heath Info, and Horton Heath Info is all one word. Civic Offices site, application approved. Eastleigh Local Area Committee has approved an application for a new major office development on the old council offices site in Lee Road, Eastleigh. It will consist of a four-storey office block with around 184 car parking spaces on the ground level, including 19 with electric charging points, as well as 44 cycle spaces and 15 motorcycle spaces. ELAC Chair Councillor Paul Bicknell said, "This is an exciting development and is an ideal location for additional employment land, creating jobs and opportunities for local people. The council will retain ownership of the site and the business premises will add to our property portfolio, providing a significant rental income."
Your vote matters. Don't lose it. Legally, you must respond. You will have recently received a household inquiry form, or HEF, to your address, which lists the residents currently registered at your property. This information needs to be checked to ensure residents are correctly registered on the electoral register. Householders must respond as soon as possible to confirm or change details by visiting website householdresponse.com/Eastleigh. It is quick and easy. The information is used to confirm your address for voting and if you are applying for credit such as a mortgage or personal loan. If you are not registered, you may be refused credit as well as losing your right to have your say in any forthcoming elections. The next register of electors will be published on 1st of December.
Your council. Street Scene Team scoops top national award. The team responsible for keeping the borough's streets clean and well maintained has been recognised as the best in the UK. The Borough Council's Direct Services Team was recently named the Best Service Team, Street Cleansing and Street Scene Service, Public Realm, by the Association for Public Service Excellence, APPS. APPS, which is the organisation dedicated to promoting quality in the delivery of frontline services to local communities, said this year's awards were extremely competitive, with over 100 organisations taking part. The entries were judged on evidence of good management and clear communication to stakeholders, good leadership and creativity in overcoming challenges, evidence of achieving objectives, showing value to customers and demonstrating clear benefits to residents. At the end of last year, the Council won APPS's Performance Network Awards for the seventh year running, based on a range of performance indicators, but the National Annual Service Awards recognise overall achievement. Cabinet Member for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Kyle, said, "Our direct services team have been recognised for excellence by APPS in previous years, but to receive the overall national award and be named the best in the UK is a huge achievement." Maintenance work for your home and business. Did you know that your local council can provide a range of maintenance and construction services for your home or business property? Our reliable and trustworthy maintenance and construction team can undertake a variety of internal and external building and construction jobs, together with grounds maintenance works. We have years of experience of carrying out a variety of jobs, including site clearance, landscaping works, including fencing, paving, decking and brickworks, tarmacking driveways, installation of bollards, barriers and dragon's teeth. For further details and a competitive quote, please contact construction and maintenance at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Winter vehicle health check, only £23.99, including VAT. Prepare your car for winter with a vehicle health check. Please note that we don't offer a repair service, but we will advise on work that's needed. Tyres, antifreeze, lights, battery, wipers, brake test, heating and ventilation, washers. Available for all makes and models. Find out more at website eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking. And that's all one word. Address: Eastleigh Borough Council, Hedge End Depot, Botley Road, Hedge End, Southampton, SO30 2RA. Truly independent MOT testing. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent MOT testing service? Eastleigh Borough Council's experienced team of professional mechanics test around 2,000 vehicles every year. We don't undertake repairs. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test, but we offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. Book at website eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking. And the address: Eastleigh Borough Council, Hedge End Depot, Botley Road, Hedge End, Southampton, SO30 2RA.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 023 8068 8000. Twitter at EastleighBC. Facebook EastleighBC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/newsletter. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk.
And that brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Sally.
Bye-bye.
And myself, Sharon. Goodbye.